Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, right now we're going to chat. As we said, the Yanks pick up Hap. Earlier the week, they picked up a tremendous piece for the bullpen, and Zach Britton, who joins us now. Zach, Mike Francesa, WFAN. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
My pleasure. Welcome to the city. How do you feel about joining the Yankees?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, it's a great opportunity. Been here, you know, a lot as an opposing player, so excited to be on the home side for once.
How about this year, from the injury, the rehab, going through a tough year with the Orioles? What's this year been like?
It's been a little bit of everything. You know, when I hurt myself in the off season, I knew it was going to be a grind to get back, and you know, I just wanted to get back and start pitching. So to be able to get back and get pitch well enough to be wanted by some teams and to eventually get traded to New York, I think just makes all the rehab I went through worth it.
How about that's a tough injury. I know it's not like it used to be. It used to be such a scary injury, Achilles tendon. Now it's not treated the same way. They're much smarter about how they do it and the rehab and everything. How difficult was the rehab?
Yeah, you know, it was tough. Just a lot of hurdles I had to cross with, you know, learning to put weight on it again and walking and running again. So there was a lot of things I had to do, and let alone, you know, getting back into pitching. So, really did a great job. The medical staff with the Orioles did a good job getting me back.
Do you feel like yourself now? Have you had enough time this year on the mound to feel like yourself?
I think I'm close. I really do. I think obviously I can pitch well and be effective where I'm at now, but I think there's a whole nother level still that I can reach, and I think I'm close, and hopefully getting over here and pitching with a winning ball club will, kind of get that out of me a little quicker than maybe, the situation in Baltimore.
We're talking with Zach Britton, one of the newest Yankees. They get Hap today also, so they've added two premier pitchers this week who can help them, guys who've been big names and have been very productive pitchers and all-star pitchers. Zach, from a guy who's been a closer and been a star like yourself, how about joining a bullpen and moving, at least for right now, to a new role?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm just going to embrace it. Obviously, the only role I've had as a bullpen member was a closer. And, you know, that's been a successful role for me, but I don't have any, doubt in my mind that I can be successful in any other role. And that's the way I'm going to approach it and just try to win games, help do my job to help this team win. And chasing a World Series ring is what it's all about, and whatever role I need to pitch and how Aaron wants to use me, I'll be ready for him.
You know, you've been on the other side of the Yankees and the Red Sox so much in your career. Now with the Yanks, you're going to try and chase the Red Sox down. It's going to be one of those crazy races. They still have 10 games left, so there's a lot of baseball to be played. How about your view of both teams? What's your thoughts about, from a distance, what's been your thoughts of the Yankees through the years or Yankee Stadium?
You know, I've enjoyed pitching here. It's an intimidating place to come in as a visitor, but coming in here and doing well as an opposing player, I think it's no tougher stage. So to be able to come here now and have the fan support behind me is going to be awesome. But I enjoy the stadium. It's a great place to play. I mean, there's no bigger stage in baseball, so I'm looking forward to getting over here. Good team, a team that is plenty capable of winning this division and winning a World Series. So I like our chances, and I'm going to come here. And like you said, we got a lot of games against the Red Sox. So, we hold the cards and continue to play well. And these guys and us as a team are capable of winning this division.
You know, you've been around a long time, so you know this. We're talking with Zach Britton. When you saw this year unfold the way it did, you knew there was a good chance you were going to finish up somewhere else. Had you given it, did your mind play games and think about a lot of different scenarios? Were you thinking about one place over another? What was your thought process?
You know, I think initially, early on, when the trade speculation started, I definitely, was looking around to see the interested teams and try to find out. But as I continue to pitch and, you know, nothing was happening. I kind of stayed away from it a little bit. So, you know, I was excited to see that the Yankees were interested. When I pitched against them, I want to say a few weeks ago at home, that's kind of when I first heard about it. And, you know, I was hoping that this would be a place where I could come, and I'm glad I'm here.
And you know, did you hear anything that led you to think it was going to be the Yankees or any other team? Was there any talk that got to be serious, where you got some buzz, where you thought you were headed a certain place?
You know, I think the whole time it was Houston, you know, Boston, the Yankees, and, you know, coming down the stretch a little bit, the last few days is kind of just all I got. But the front office there, kind of, you know, they didn't really give me much. So when the news came the other day that the Yankees had completed the trade, you know, I wasn't as surprised, because I had heard their name getting floated around, but I was just happy that I was going somewhere I wanted to go.
How about being thrust from the year and the team you were dealing with this year, being thrust into a pennant race and being thrust into a team that has this kind of record? No, I mean, all three teams were going to be very good teams. All three teams are very good teams. But how about jumping right back into a pennant race?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. You know, as a competitor, you want to play and you want to win. It's tough when you know that your team is out of it and you have no chance of getting to the postseason, and it makes coming to the ballpark a lot harder, you know. And so to come here, a winning team, where, you know, the only thing that matters right now is getting that win. I think for me, coming off an injury, I think it's the best thing for me. I think getting out there and being competitive and not worrying about, you know, my Achilles, this or that. I think when my mind is locked in on being successful and competing to get a win, I've always been at my best.
And I tell you, this is some bull. It was a good bullpen. Now it's a great bullpen. I mean, yourself, Betances, Chapman, go down the Green, go down the line. I mean, this is some kind of firepower in this bullpen now.
Absolutely, it's going to be fun to watch this bullpen work. Obviously, you know, if they can complete that deal for J-Hap.
Yeah, they did. He's on his way. Yes,
that's awesome. So I think that allows, because you still want your starters, you know, to go deep in the game, to give that bullpen a break every now and then. But, you know, you come around towards the postseason. I mean, it's, you know, if everyone pitches to their ability down there, it's going to be a challenge for teams to push across a run.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Listen, you know, you're a welcome addition. It's been a good week for the Yanks, getting Hap and yourself, so everyone's excited. And now, you know, next week you'll be in Boston, and it'll get really serious. And nothing like a Yankee-Red Sox pennant race. So I'm sure it'll get your competitive juices flowing. It'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks very much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. Zach Britton, who, again, says he's almost healthy. Remember, he had the Achilles. He was out a long time. His season started very late, and now he's back. And listen, this guy's been one of the best relief pitchers in baseball, as you know. He's been, you know, a top closer. And now the Yankees have another piece to the puzzle and have, without question, the best bullpen in baseball. It's not even close. Now they just have to pitch, and now you add Hap. So the Yankees, that's where we are with Hap, Britton, both additions, as the Yanks will open up the series against the Royals. Then they'll see the Orioles, and then they'll head to Boston for four a week from tonight, as things will get to be fun just about a week from tonight. The Red Sox are opening up a series with Minnesota at home. Right now, as the Yankees open up this series, you know, so you can kind of start to play scoreboard baseball, as they're four behind, five and a half behind, four in a loss column, and that's where we are as we begin this Thursday. And we will have Aaron Boone later on to talk about Britton and his use and everything else that's going on with the Yankees right now. He'll join us later. So will Pedro Martinez, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.